PHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com. Hello, welcome to PHP BB Weekly episode number 48 for Saturday, January 26th, 2008. And I am your co-host, Douglas Bell. Once again, I am alone, pretty much. I do have the latest update from David. He, as you know, he and Francis have been in the process of moving to a new place in Spokane, Washington. Which is like a pretty much a cross-country trek, which they had to drive. And so when we were doing the show last week, they were somewhere in Wyoming or something like that. He has informed me that they are now in Spokane. He IM'd me the other day from the new place, the new house. But the reason he is not here today, other than the fact that he's still adjusting to the time zone change, believe it or not. But they currently do not have a number of their basic utilities set up quite yet. So they don't have a very good internet connection with which to at least call in. It was not fast enough to be able to support calling into the show on here, so that's out of the question. And I guess he doesn't have his telephone set up yet either, so that option's also out. So it seems I'm going to be doing another episode by myself again today. I'm really hoping that he'll be able to be here next week. He's not here at the moment. However, he said that he might try to see if he could possibly work it so that he could come into the chat room sometime today. So we might end up channeling him through the chat room, however that works out. In the meantime, it's just another episode where it's just going to be me sitting here and talking to you. And, of course, it does not have to be that way if you'd like to be able to participate in the show live. We have a lot of people in the chat room right now, a few people who are streaming on the web. Yes. Well, don't worry, Paul. I will do more than repeating what I said last week. Don't worry about that. If you'd like to participate, you can use the TalkShoe, either the web client or the classic download client, or you can call in. The number is 724-444-7444. TalkSTD number is 12418. And there, for most things, you don't actually have to be a TalkShoe member to call in. If you are, it's great because I can then see who you are, as opposed to seeing you as like guest 12 or something like that. If TalkShoe is not an option for you, and you can also stream online, and I'm keeping an eye on two other external chat rooms. There's, of course, the one at StarTrekGuide.com, the chat box there. I'll try to keep an eye on. And, of course, we have an unofficial IRC channel on irc.freenode.net, the same channel server that the PHPBB channel is on. We are #PHPBB-weekly. You can go to find that. And, of course, the podcast version, when everything is working correctly, is released usually on Sunday, the day following the live show. However, this is not the case last week, and you may have seen that on Friday, I was finally able to push out a short episode apologizing and explaining what happened last week. The reason it was on Friday was because TalkShoe, they've been doing a brand new version of their site and all that, and they had a bug, and so even if I had the episode with me, it wouldn't have been able to get released because they were having some issues with their uploading release servers, and they've never had an issue like that before, they told me. So they've got all that straightened out. But what happened was, you know, I record the show locally, as I have for weeks and weeks and weeks. But at the same time, I had a multitude of audio clips that I was using for my other podcast. And so clearing those out to save hard drive space, I accidentally cleared out my one copy, a local copy, of the episode that we did last week, which had Josh and David from the PHPBB teams on as guests, talking about the new features in PHPBB 3.2 as Crayus. And that got deleted, and I actually did not realize it until a while later when I had time to start editing the episode, and I was like, where is it? Oh no, I'm screwed, all that stuff. And it's quite embarrassing because I've told people this. You know, I've edited over 100 podcast episodes now of various varieties over the last 2 years. And this is the first time that I've ever had a case where I accidentally deleted an episode and was unable to reproduce it or anything like that. So this was quite rare and very embarrassing. And a lot of people were mad. I know that Josh was very mad about that. Yeah, so I've not been very happy with myself this past week for that happening. And, of course, I know there are a lot of people that did not get to listen to the live show that really wanted to, and I sincerely apologize. and so, or just I'm trying to pick up and move along from that. Again, this is not something that usually happens. I have made a couple of changes. I actually was already in the process of moving to a new recording system, which actually keeps all my recordings, backs them up in a library. So I'm actually trying that out today. I tried it last week on my other show. And so hopefully that will help me to have another safeguard against the possibility of accidentally removing one of those episodes. At the same time, I'm getting finances together to hopefully have a nice backup system, an external hard drive for backup, and other things that are going on that way. But hopefully you'll be able to just trust me, and I will definitely try to be a little more conscientious when I'm going and clearing stuff off my hard drive so that kind of thing does not happen again, because I know it really is not fun. However, last week's episode, I said that we talked about the new features in PHP BB 3.2 Ascreus, as we found out. That's the code name for it. And they chose Ascreus because it's the second tallest mountain on Mars versus Olympus, which is the tallest mountain on Mars. I don't know who names these mountains, but there you go. Interesting thing, though, is that that was actually an episode that David was responsible for setting up. You know, spoke to me one time, you know, we try to plan out what we're going to do for various episodes, some of us will be here and when some of us won't. And, of course, that was hopefully going to be the day that David would be back on PHP BB Weekly because he was hoping to be able to have moved by then. Unfortunately, their move got delayed in a couple of genres, and so they were a couple of weeks late in doing that, which is why he has been not on the show since the middle of December, because he's been busy dealing with all that stuff, and it's a very big process when you're packing up your whole place, going across the country, about, like, he said it was like 1,900 miles or something like that, over to somewhere else, you're changing two time zones at the same time, and trying to get stuff set up and get yourself reestablished, and it's very difficult to do. But the thing is that I usually try to let David, you know, he's the one that's in the teams, and so he's usually the one, whenever we have a team member here to interview, he's usually the one that set it up. He's usually the one that's coordinated with them, what they're going to talk about. Obviously, I'm here to sort of add stuff in and things like that, but he's sort of the one in charge of all that stuff, just because he's the one who's on the team, and just happened to happen that he got added to the team a few weeks after I added him to the show here. And so, if he was here, and I was really hoping that he would be here for the 3.2 episode, he was like, you know, it was going to be like the first time that these features, some of these new features in 3.2 had actually been planned out by the development team a few months before even 3.0 was released, and they've been working on it at a separate location, a private location, and then only recently moving some of them onto the public repository for development. And so he was pretty much going to be the one to talk about, you know, and have David and Josh on as well to talk about the new things, some of the new features that would be coming out in PHP BB 3.2. And that would be helpful because, for one thing, he would already know about them. Me, I had not heard about them because I'm not a team member. I'm not supposed to know any of the secret stuff. And so, yeah. that's kind of how that was supposed to work. Well, he wasn't here. And so, for me, talking to Josh and David, it was definitely great for them to be on. I really appreciated them having them on here. But it was kind of, I wasn't able to ask or introduce things. I sort of had to like prod them, okay, anything else? Anything else? Because I have absolutely no idea what's going on, what they're going to be talking about, what they're going to be saying. And so that was a kind of a difficult show for me. And I actually did not like it as much as I would have had David been here. It was really kind of difficult, and a lot of the cases were, them saying these new features. A lot of them were more technical things. And if you know me, I'm kind of the person that likes to attack new things in PHPBB from what is the person who is installing and running a PHPBB board going to see. What are the new features that are there? And I wanted to attack it, sort of what it is like from someone who is new to PHPBB or just is not a more advanced user, someone who is not a mod author, someone who's not a style author, things like that. Now, granted, we do a lot of stuff on this show for mod authors and style authors. I'm a former mod author myself. David is a mod author, etc. So we do a lot for them too, but I also try to make sure that we can get at it from, the other side of, sorry, my computer, the other side of features base. What is it that the average person is going to care about? Because they're the people that PHPBB is being developed for. The mod authors and style authors contribute additional things, such as are again done for the average person installing their own PHPBB board. So while the technical stuff is good, I was kind of trying to push them in that direction, what any significant new features. And I somehow have a feeling that although 3.2 definitely won't be as big of a release as 3.0, there are a couple of things that they did not mention, and I was kind of expecting that as well. My main point was that I was hoping David would be here in order to make it more of a show, more of a presentation, as opposed to me trying to push and ask questions of Josh and David. While we definitely appreciate them being here to tell us about that, and I'm definitely very apologetic that we couldn't get that episode out. Those of you that listened to the episode live said that you really liked it, and it was great to have you here. I'm just saying it wasn't one of my very favorite episodes. And of course, for those that weren't able to be here and were hoping to listen to it, especially after we actually hyped it up quite a bit, I was very that was not a happy occurrence. How they did say mention a couple of the things that were going to be new in PHP BB 3.2 as Crayus, and I'm not sure if I can remember all of them. Obviously, some of the technical things is that they are supporting DB2 for the another database schema, which is very specifically looking at enterprise users, corporate uses of PHPBB. Obviously, PHPBB covers a wide range of databases, much more than any other bulletin board software out there. And between Oracle and now a 3.2 DB2 coming, that would be very significant. Looking at the features, they are completely redoing the BB Code engine. They are going to have a very new system. All the default BB codes will be added as custom BB codes, and it's supposed to be even easier for making new BB codes. So they are completely redoing the BB code system in Ascreus. They're doing some kind of event system, I think. Now, this was something I never quite got entirely clear. However, Josh is in the chat room, so maybe he can fix me if I really screw this up. But it's like a event system, sort of like you can, I guess, set certain things to happen. Also, kind of applies to like auto groups, I guess. If you have, there have been a number of mods which can automatically put people in different groups. Things there. Yeah, Paul says when X happens, Y is done. So a way for administrators to set some of these automated things on their board, and it's a way to actually help them customize the way that the forum experience works, pretty much, which is quite interesting. Definitely an interesting idea. If you use a Mac, you may have heard of Automator. I guess it's kind of like Automator for PHPBB or something like that. Auto Groups is part of it. He said it can do more. I think it's more of a admin control panel type thing. So it wouldn't be a system of hooks. It really is more of a graphical type thing for, you know, actions to be done set up by an administrator without code in like the admin control panel. Obviously, it's hard to visualize it when you're just talking about it on audio, but that's kind of what you get. One of the requests for a soft delete system is going to be implemented, or things like, I think it's sort of like topics which can be put in a separate section as in marked to delete, but not necessarily deleted. So it's not a permanent delete or something that perhaps like an administrator will review from a moderator poking it to make sure that it would be deleted. So that's going to be in there, a soft delete function. And if there was anything else, I don't think there was very much else that was really feature-oriented that was we talked about last week. Maybe I have neglected some things. If I've neglected some things, I'm sure that the two team members, which are sitting in the chat room right now, would love to just remind me of some of the things that I forgot about last week. But we were able to get a first glimpse at PHPBB 3.2 as Crayus, and I must say that the features that they described I think are very important, especially considering that PHPBB 3, for the BB code one, since PHPBB 3 gets rid of HTML, is very important for you to be able to do more BB code. Paul in the chat room, I do not know if there are more features. I don't know anything about PHPBB 3.2. I am not a team member. I don't know anything else. And besides, even if I was a team member, a lot of these details are things that are known by just the development team. You know, so there's a lot. There's even secrecy within the teams. I'm sure that there's more going on. One of the things that they did say was going to happen was they are upping sort of the minimum requirements for PHPBB to run. PHPBB 3.2 is going to have a minimum of PHP 5.1. And that means that PHP 4 is gone. Obviously, I'm sure the teams will continue to support PHP 4 for 3.0, at least as long as they're able to, until something, whatever happens with PHP 4. The jury's still out over what will happen to PHPBB 2, but PHPBB 3.2 as Crayus will be dropping PHP 4 permanently and also MySQL 3 and 4 permanently. It's going to be a minimum of MySQL 5 if you're using MySQL. Thank you for reminding me about that, Paul. And a lot of the advantages there are they can actually implement a number of PHP 5 features. And in fact, if you've been looking at the check-ins mailing list, you'll see that very quickly they went woo and just cleared out a lot of extra code. You know, all this UTF gibberish that David MJ is so wonderful at writing, cleared it out. All this other extra code for PHP 4 compatibility, cleared it out. They have already started moving to PHP 5 functions. As Sam said, they got rid of about 50,000 lines of code. Most of the lines of code in PHPBB 3.0, by the way, a lot of it come from those UTF things when they added UTF support in like beta 3. A lot of that is just a bunch of gibberish that no normal human would be expected to understand that was added for UTF support, backwards compatibility for PHP 4, whereas PHP 5, which has a lot of this stuff built in. So you can see all of that, those things. And yes, PHP 4 is considered end of life. At this stage, the PHP teams are only releasing security fixes for PHP 4 on a case-by-case basis, and that will cease on August 8th, 2008. As for MySQL 4.1, I don't know the status of that, but I'm told that they've already dropped support for MySQL 4.1, and they are actually focusing on MySQL 5. So, you know, PHPBB is moving up to get the latest code and the various things that are involved in with all that, which is, and that's going to be significant. And of course, as we start to see PHP 4 go the way of the dinosaurs, we'll probably see more and more hosts start to move over to PHP 5. Personally, I'm still seeing my host using PHP 4, so we'll have to see where that goes. And of course, pretty soon, you know, we'll start to see the PHP teams issuing out some betas and things like that for PHP 6, which is the next one coming up. I don't care about what PHP version I'm using. The whole chat room's telling me, slap my host, they're using end-of-life software, get request an upgrade, I don't care. PHP 4 is fine with me, I don't use anything fancy that needs PHP 5 or anything, so I'm fine. The whole chat room's gone berserk. That's what they're doing. There was an announcement that was published this week, and we actually, the developers actually told us a little bit about this last week. This was published on the 24th, which was 2 days ago, and I was kind of surprised to see that this actually got the significance of a standard announcement. It was the announcement that they have stopped using CVS, and they've moved to Subversion for repository management. Now, for those of you at home that do not know what CVS and Subversion is, they are both pretty much repositories, places for development that can be collaborated on by multiple people. It's a way for developers to contribute and easily be able to check in changes to a central repository, get changes that other people have made, and of course, anyone at home who is feeling brave enough can actually download snapshots, as they're called, of a particular development stage of PHPBB 3.2 out of now Subversion. CVS is an original version of this, and Subversion is like considered the successor, so to speak, to CVS. And so they've done that, and a lot of people are happy because a lot of people now like Subversion over CVS because apparently it's got some new features. I actually messed with CVS and Subversion once upon a time, and so I can definitely say that Subversion actually is quite a bit nicer to use out of personal, albeit limited, experience with it. If you are really interested in seeing what takes place in PHPBB 3 development, they offer a PHPBB check-ins mailing list, which you can go to, and I believe that there is a link to that. I guess there's not a link to that here, but you can actually subscribe to this mailing list and get sort of email updates. Be careful, there are a lot of them, whenever the developers make changes into the now Subversion repository. Of course, you can go to area51.phpbb.com, and they've got a Subversion stats engine, and of course, a place to download the Subversion repository. They will hope to be adding snapshots soon because they're still working on it. However, the other thing that they also mentioned in this announcement, other than the nice fact, you know, that CVS has moved to Subversion, woohoo, wonderful for the developers, next story, but they also added a link to a new PHPBB code forge, which you can find at code.phpbb.com. Right now, the only thing you can see there under projects is PHPBB, but what is going to happen is this is eventually going to become the central location for the various other internal PHPBB projects, and there are a number of them. A few months ago, we talked with Eric Farber on here, the mod team leader, about the new package manager coming for PHPBB 3, like a successor to EasyMod on PHPBB 2, codenamed Blinky, for whatever reason. And I'm sure you will start to see that coming on there as soon as there's stuff to show up. And there's a number of other internal things, and I know that Josh is hiding because he doesn't want to hear anything about that, because he's got the internal information. However, what's interesting is that this I was actually surprised to see this code forge go live, and now this is a little different than what I've seen before. However, and I'm not, you know, you guys can make sure I'm not giving anything away. However, by the time I was leaving the PHP BB teams, they had started up an internal separate, so this is not it, a separate sort of a Forge place which they've been using for their internal projects. I haven't given away any real information. I mean, you aren't going to see where the products are, but I'm assuming that as some of these internal projects start becoming such that they can go into the public eye, you'll start to see them come into this main PHP BB code forge at code.phpbb.com. What is not made clear in the announcement is whether or not this code forge that I've seen now, the first thing that I thought when I saw this is, does this mean that PHPBB is going to be moving away from SourceForge? You know, PHPBB got started at SourceForge. Now PHPBB is one of the most popular PHP-based open source projects up on SourceForge. So I was wondering, are they going to be starting to move PHPBB under their own control here at code.phpbb.com instead of using SourceForge? Are they going to continue to use SourceForge for their repository for the downloads, etc.? For now, they seem to be using SourceForge's subversion. If I have that incorrect, they're still definitely using SourceForge's mailing lists. But it will be interesting to see sort of what's going to happen. And we'll definitely be keeping an eye on the emergence of this PHP BB code forge and see how that is going to evolve and what's going to start showing up on there. I haven't yet had a chance to ask David about that, and I don't know if he'll be able to tell me anything about this new code forge, but we'll definitely be keeping an eye on it and seeing what happens, how it expands, and things like that. And there will be a couple of projects that I can definitely think of I'm unfortunately not allowed to speak about, even though I haven't been on the team for like a year and a half. I still got to keep them their secrets because I want to be on good terms with them. So I'll definitely be keeping an eye on that and things coming up on the CodeForge, code.phpbb.com. So that'll be an interesting development to keep an eye on. Something we talked about last week, very briefly though, was that, and a lot of people have been asking me to talk a bit more about this in depth, well, as much depth as there is, but a lot of people have noticed that the development team recently had added a new developer, APTX. Let me get the tab up here. His full name, Merrick, to the development team. And this is interesting because the development team does not usually add new users directly into the development team. Very often, their developers come from a long and thorough study over the developer's work. Often, they ascend to the development team from other teams in the PHPBB structure. As, for example, Henry, a.k.a. Cullenbed, and Vic Delfont, both moved from different teams in the PHPBB team structure. And so now we have Merrick here. Now, I don't know if I recall correctly, but we talked about last week that Merrick is actually on the development team. He's going to be working specifically with some of the new features coming in Ascreus, PHPBB 3.2. Now, I don't remember if he was working with the new BB code system or if he was working with the new event system. Paul in the chat room confirms that he's working on the new BB code system. So definitely we're excited to see them here. The new BB code system is definitely one of the more complex areas of PHP BB3. Actually PHP BB in general, but there's a lot to do with there, especially with a new system. You have to deal with, you know, we talked last week a bit about all the regular expressions and blah, 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 and yada, 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 yada going on. And so it's good to have someone there that's really going to be able to work on it. The way that the PHPBB development team really does work is that each developer actually gets their own area of PHPBB to work on, to focus on. Now, they can all, you know, make changes at various places, but they all have their own things to work on. Statum, when I say blah, 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 I mean it's things that I actually can't say in reality. So they have... Okay, I won't say blah, blah, blah anymore. But they all have their own special areas to work on. So America's there to work on that. According to what Paul is saying in the chat room, we're going to talk about Paul from the mod team. He's giving us insight, and now he's giving us more blubber, is that the event system actually comes from the age-old community coding projects. And if you remember, Nils and David MJ both came to the development team because they were working together on the events community coding project. And the development team liked what they were doing and invited them to become full-on developers. Now, they actually put the event system aside for a bit because of, PHPBB 3 was still needing development. They were behind, you remember how long it took for them. So they set it aside, obviously, in order to try to get PHPBB 3 out the door. Now it appears that, from what I'm hearing from the chat room, they are actually picking up that community coding project again for events, and they're going to be implementing that for 3.2. And actually, let me go into the archives here, find where they talked about the community coding projects, maybe I can actually find a nice description of the system. Let's see, events. Here we go. Yes, and all right, so actually, now I did not plan to read this. This is coming from the chat room. They're talking about how this came from the event system and from the community coding project. So I'm actually going to read back from August 16th, 2005. Paul Owen described this system as a trigger-based system whereby admin-definable events, quote-unquote, are fired upon specific conditions. This will allow for a good system for adding or removing users to groups upon certain post counts, changing, allowing, or disallowing avatars, signatures, etc. Such a system must be overridingly be sensitive to performance. This could easily eat processor time if done badly, while being comprehensive in scope and capability. Good use of the caching and cron system should help, and a well-defined and designed admin interface is also essential, which reuses code wherever applicable to reduce complexity. And it talks about how it's a tough project to get right. So it's definitely a very exciting idea. This is a old topic from, 2.5 years ago. Here goes the link. There we go. And so that talked, and just to go back to the history a bit, you remember the community coding projects, it was sort of PHPBB's emulation of Google's Summer of Code project, although without money, obviously. But like many projects, and they asked various experienced users in the PHPBB community to sign up and work on these projects. And most of these projects, I hate to say it, kind of fell through the floor. Most of the people who worked on the community coding projects really did not finish. They left things not incomplete. So this really did not go very far. And that's sort of why all these things, had a syndication system, canned moderator responses, an authentication system, karma, like a slash dot type thing or something else. Backup and restore with a modular file transfer system, a WYSIWYG editor, and a security performance test suite. Some of these made it. The backup and restore system made it into PHPBB 3.0. That was, I believe, Vic Delphont's area for the community coding project, and he actually released a similar mod for PHPBB 2, which I talked about many, many episodes ago. And, of course, they are now doing the event system for 3.2. I think they did do a nice authentication system with a number of very fancy LDAP type things, which is in PHPBB 3.0. However, I don't know if most of these projects will be included with 3.2. The point that I made was at the time, 2.5 years ago, a lot of these did not really go very far. A lot of them sort of got left in the water. And the event system also got left in the water, although that was solely because David MJ and Nils Ederman got added to the development team to work with the development of PHP DB3, and so the event system pretty much got postponed. Now they're working on it for PHP DB3.2. But it definitely sounds very exciting and a great way for a regular administrator of PHP BB to be able to really customize things on their board, certain things that will take place, and I can really see this if the way I'm visualizing it. Obviously, we'll have to see what becomes of it, but I can really see this being a very powerful tool for PHP BB, and it's definitely one that will really help to propel PHP BB as a significant feature that these other boards don't even have. So, very exciting. And Paul says he knows about the event system as well. So, wonderful. Okay. So, I don't think they have very much else I was going to talk about today. Most of what I wanted to talk about was sort of recapping a bit on what happened last week, because a lot of people wanted me to at least cover so they can actually hear what's coming in PHP BB 3.2 as Kreas. And, of course, looking at the announcement we had this week, again, we did not have David with us today for me to talk to and enlighten on, but I'm hoping to have him on next week. And we are actually going to select a concrete topic to talk about next week. Don't worry, we're going to do that on next week's show. And we will be deciding on that, and I'm really hoping that David will be on now that he has at least made it to Spokane, Washington, where he's moving. And so, yes. So the mod of the week for this week and the style of the week for this week, I decided to pick some PHP BB2 mods and styles of the week. And I think some people in the chat room are going to be surprised. We've pretty much done pretty consistent PHP BB 3 mod styles for the last couple of weeks, and we'll definitely be doing more, but I still want to, at least for the time being, continue to do a couple more things for PHP BB2 because it's still being supported by the PHP BB teams, at least for now. So the mod of the week this week is a PHP BB2 mod, and it is called, let me get it up here, Change Poster by Joe Belmonte. Now, this isn't referring to a thing that, and there's a link in the chat room, this isn't referring to, you know, a thing that can go and change posters on your bulletin board. Well, all right, bad analogy, never mind. The way this works is if you ever have a case where you have someone that made a post, but you want to change the person that's listed as the poster of this post, this is a mod that lets you do that. So, if you are editing the poster of the first post on the topic, then the poster of the actual topic will be updated. And so it's fairly simple. You know, there's a new button that sort of has two arrows. You click on it. You enter the new username for the posting. There's a little find the username box so you can find the one you want. Hit submit, and that will be the new author of that post as listed. Now, this is actually, you may think, well, why can't I just, you know, go into, you know, the database and just change it right there? Wouldn't that be easy enough? Not quite, because there's actually a number of things that are involved with changing the poster. For example, changing if it's the first post in the topic, changing the author of the whole topic. That has to take place in a separate location. Dealing with the change now in post count, you know, you have to deal with that. So that's an additional consideration that is there. And so, if you ever have a case where you need to change the poster of your topic for whatever reason, a good example is suppose you have a moderator that posted an important announcement, but that moderator turned out to be a very bad moderator and you actually had to ban them. It would look kind of awkward to have an important announcement being posted by someone who was banned. So you can change the poster on there. That's a good example of something you may need to do. So fairly simple mod. Change Poster by Joe Belmonte, that is the mod of the week. The style of the week, because I'm still waiting for phpbb.com to get their styles demo to work so I don't have to squint and look at a very itty-bitty, teeny-tiny preview window. So I'm actually picking this week's mod of the week from phpbbhacks.com. Yeah, well, they have good styles. I don't know about their mod selection, but they have good styles. This is the Genova template, and it is done by Varuna, I think, is the way you pronounce it. And the first thing that I saw when I saw this style, maybe you can vouch for it or not, was I thought that it looked like Star Trek in a way. Kind of interesting. It's a very grayish style, and you could call it kind of fall in the high-tech type of thing. You know, it's got a lot of the aqua stuff, you know, little glass bubble type things, you know. But it's a very clean theme, a gray background, interesting use of the lines and things like that. The only thing I would say is that it's not a very colorful theme. It's heavy use on gray, kind of a tannish light blue, so to speak. But we, you know, on the show, we try to pull out a variety of different types of templates for various uses for various boards. So I'm sure I can think of a couple of people who are kind of this dark, you know, tannish, grayish type of attitude for their website, for their bulletin board. They want to use a style like this, so you can check it out. It's it's definitely cool, and I'm sure if the author wanted, they could give us a little more color and it look even better. But for those who want to find a style kind of like this, you can check it out. The Genova template for PHP BB2 by Varuna is, I assume, the way you pronounce it. And of course, if you would like to recommend a modder style for this show, there are a couple of ways to do that. And I'm going to ask those of you in the chat room that are actually recommending mods and styles to do this, because I actually can't keep track of what's in the chat room because I'm talking to you right now. But there are two ways to do it. On our forum, there's actually a topic for recommending mods and styles to us, and you can link to them on there. Or alternatively, you can bookmark them on Delicious with the tag PHPBBW mod or the tag PHPBBW style, and we will look at that and we will consider them to possibly feature on future episodes of PHP BB Weekly. And so that's a great way you can recommend them. So that's going to wrap up the show. Yes, this is a shorter show, and sometimes I like to do shorter shows, so those of you in the chat room, don't worry about that. Of course, please check out our website, phpbbweekly.net. It is the website for all of the things on this show. You can find show notes for this show, including all the links to the various announcements and the mods and styles that we have talked about on there, plus all of our other past shows on this program. You can find that on phpbbweekly.net. Of course, if you'd like to continue the interaction and the discussion about the show, you can go to our forum at StarTrekGuide.com. You'll find the PHP BB Weekly forum on there. It's a great way to continue the interaction when we're not doing the show live. Our next episode will be episode number 49. It'll be next Saturday, February 2nd, Groundhog's Day, my favorite obscure holiday of the year. At the same time, noon Eastern time or 1700 UTC time. And I'm hoping that David will be back so we can talk about something. I was thinking of maybe talking about BB Code, but or Birdie, or we'll decide what we want to talk about, and you'll find information on that on our website. PHP BB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check them out at techpodcasts.com. Okay, that's going to wrap up this show of PHP BB Weekly. We'll see you all next week. Bye.